Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, July 22nd, 2017. Today he is reminding us that there is only one. There is only Source, Father, Mother, God, and that is what you are, each and every one of you. As all the channels are reiterating, enormous changes are happening right now, right as you are typing this. They are essential aspects of humanity's awakening into the awareness that all are one, that there is only one, and that all are at one with that. The idea of separation would be an enormous joke if only you had not convinced yourself so firmly that separation is reality. It's not. There is only Source, Father, Mother, God, and that is what you are, each and every one of you, without any exceptions. How could there be exceptions when there is only the One? Many of you are now awakening to this knowing, this realization, and as you do, your energy fields change vastly as love flows through you abundantly, instead of in the dribs and drabs to which you have all become accustomed. Consequently, others, many, many others, are feeling, sensing that enormous change is in the air, as it most definitely is. Those of you who read these messages and many other beautifully channeled messages have been holding the light on high for decades to bring the awakening into the lives of all around you and to extend it to all on earth. At first, progress was slow, but as more and more of you became aware of your spiritual essence and answered the calls from your guides and mentors in the spiritual realms, the rate of progress expanded across the planet, while at the same time accelerating, thus much reducing the time it was going to take for humanity to awaken unto itself, into the awareness that it is the beloved Son, daughter of God. The chaos and confusion worldwide, politically, ethnically, racially, philosophically, within multinational corporations, and religiously, are powerful indicators of the ongoing changes, changes that will no longer be delayed or prevented. Everyone's dirty laundry is coming out to be cleansed, and some are experiencing it as an extremely painful process. However, all that is not in perfect alignment with love has to be dissolved in the laundering process, because it just muddies the water of the vast ocean of love that is reality, making it very difficult for you to be aware of who you truly and eternally are. The moment you thought of being separate from Source, in that moment the remedy was created, because God does not want his progeny to suffer even for a moment. Let alone for eons, it appears to you that the universe has been extant. You chose initially to ignore the remedy that he so lovingly presented to you because you thought, like so many teenagers throughout the ages of humanity's presence on earth, that you had no need of him or his remedy. You closed off. You thought permanently. Access to oneness, to reality, to God, by constructing a screen, a veil, a curtain, call it what you will, behind which you chose to hide from him, and then you forgot what you had made and that it was of the most flimsy or ephemeral nature. In truth, there is nothing to prevent you from seeing and knowing God, because he is all that there is to see or know. You just think powerfully through your collective ego that there is a great distance between you and God, an immense barrier that you cannot cross or penetrate. When you awaken, when you choose to discard the screen, curtain, veil behind which you are hiding, all will become brilliantly clear as the light that is reality, the All, embraces and revives you, so that you are once more the brilliant and glorious light that your Father created as his beloved child. Then you will be in utter and complete joy, wanting for nothing, being everything. As humans in form, with your severely limited knowledge awareness and intelligence, it is impossible for you to conceive of the intense and eternal joy that union with Source provides in every moment of your existence, with never even a momentary interruption. Interruptions in your power supply are just reminders of the total inadequacy of your physical human condition, wake-up calls asking you to return home to reality where all is always perfect. You are to awaken. There is no other option. Your divinity is divinely assured because there is only one. Your destiny was established at the moment of your creation and it will never change. God is unchanging and so are you. You just attempted to experience change by constructing an imaginary state of separation that has brought you much pain, and yet you cling to it as though it is life itself. Life is eternal existence in the presence of God. Life as a human is a very temporary, limiting, and unsatisfactory state of being, which does not last and cannot last because you were created whole, at one with God, and no other state can replace the perfection that God created for you. Rejoice that this is the case. Celebrate because it is God's will, and therefore also yours, that you awaken, and so you shall. Your awakening into reality is the only inevitability of your human state, and the moment of its general occurrence is rapidly approaching. With so very much love, Saul.